You're listening to Beyond 1894, a podcast dedicated to updating you on research, innovation, and campus life happening at Louisiana Tech University. This is Gavin Kelly, social media strategist with University Communications. I had the privilege of sitting down with Marlon Watts and Nicholas Clark, co-founders of the ever-growing World Envision Apparel Company, for an interview focused on passion, the theme of the latest edition of the 1894 Alumni Magazine, in which World Envision is a featured story. In this episode of Beyond 1894, Nick and Marlon talk with me about what passion means to them, their journey to success, how Louisiana Tech has helped shape them, and why they've chosen to stay in Ruston as they've ascended to a million-dollar business. All right, so I mentioned passion. So in the context of your business and your brand, what does passion mean to you guys?
What you got? You want to start it off?
So I say passion for us is it's like something that you can't see. So it's one of the ones where, you know, we like to use sports. That football player that's waking up early, watching film, catching balls after practice, doing the things that no one don't have to tell them to do those things. No one don't have to watch them so for them to go do the things that they know they need to do to be great. Thanks. And that's when you know you have passion, when you're having those intangible moments, because it's something where, like, I can't just show you passion. You know what I mean? I could get riled up inside, but at the end of the day, that could just be false passion. The real passion comes from doing what you know you're supposed to do when nobody's watching. And I think that that's what we did. Like, a lot of people, they didn't see our vision when we saw it, but we believed in it that much that we wanted to push, that we wanted to keep on trying, that even when we failed, like, we just didn't want to give up. Failure for us was just like another opportunity to show what we could do. And we didn't want to let people see us fail. So for us, failure was like, oh, yeah, now we got to, you know, come back harder, even, you know, 10 times harder than what we did. So having passion is just, like I said, is that intangible thing that you can't even explain, but you have it.
Yeah, I say it's just like what he said, it's something that, like, money can't buy, you know. So it's just like doing a brand, starting a brand, just getting to what we got, you know, here today. It's like we really just was working when nobody was watching. It's just something that we love to do. It's just like, it's just us coming together, you know, on our entrepreneurship journey, just facing struggles and facing challenges and just overcoming it. It's just something fun for us to do. Like, a lot of people don't get fun out of solving stuff, solving problems, or, you know, like, beating challenges or beating obstacles that they never thought they could face.
Yep.
But that's what I would say what drove us, you know, those type of things. And I would say that's what describes passion for me.
Good. And it's evident just being in here. The short time I've been here, the passion's evident as you walk into this place. So y'all mentioned, you know, that it's not always easy and that you have to have passion to keep going, and there are failures and struggles. So during those tough times, whether it's a COVID year or something like losing a laptop or something like that, I know that story. So what motivates you guys to keep going during times like that?
I say the people around us, yeah. Like, just each other, like, because you're going to have down moments, but if you got other people around you that's just always up and just energetic and just keep going, and you see them going, that makes you keep going too. Yeah. So putting yourself around the energy that you want to have is one huge thing. But what would you say?
I would say and our story is different from everybody's story, but for us, it's like seeing where we come from to what we could be. You know what I mean? Because for us, we used to talk about it all the time. Like, we just didn't know. There was some things, like, people where we come from, they haven't seen some things that would just make you think different. You know what I mean? What we're doing in that environment is normal to us. So when you put yourself in a different environment, a different circumstances, and you take yourself out of those circumstances, you think differently. Mm-hmm. It's like you're not doing the... It's crazy to say, like, you know, like, you could think you're doing something right when it could be wrong, and you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
But you literally think you're doing the right thing, but all you need is someone to actually show you a different route, and you'll take a different turn. Mm-hmm. It's like people where I'm from, they think 2 + 2 = 4, but that is 4, but they don't think that, like, 1 + 3 = 4. They don't think that 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 is 4. You know, 5 - 1 is 4. They literally only see the 2 + 2. And you know, and if it's like, if 2 + 2 don't equal 4, we just resort to something else. You know what I mean? It's not like and we just understood that, man, it was really so much more once we got to college and started to travel. And it was like, man, we're boxed in. And not to say, you know, I just encourage people to travel. Even if you stay in one city your whole life, it's great to get outside of that so you can see different things and you could actually bring that back to your own city. So I think it's just a lot of being in the same place, talking to the same people, not actually growing. It's kind of what made us the way we are.
Cause encourage once, you to keep growing, huh?
Once you grow, once you get a little bit of growth, it's like you don't want to stop. It's like addictive, you know?
Yeah.
Read one book and you think you know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy though. But that's what I said. Just once we got knowledge, we realized that it was more opportunities. And that's just, in our mind, we don't think of opportunities. Like, people don't think that they could create their own opportunity. They could create their own path. They let their path dictate them. Somebody else lay out their path for them and they just follow it. But we realized that we had that power to, you know, choose our own destiny. And that's like what that I think that's what keep us going.
Yes. Sure. Wow. That's a pretty powerful answer. Thanks, guys. And you mentioned, you know, you just talked a little bit about, you know, traveling is important and there's, you know, so much going on in so many different places and things going on, but you guys are still here in Ruston and I'm not saying that it's like a bad thing. I genuinely am curious, like why stay here? Why plant your roots here? Why put HQ here, Ruston, the Louisiana Tech community? Why is that still like a cornerstone of your business?
I see Louisiana Tech invested in us. So it's just like an investment back to the school and to Ruston, but just in general, like, we came from a big city, so we like to be in a different environment. You know, this is totally 100% different for us.
Right, yep.
But like he's saying, like, it's no problem for us to make that huge change. You know, a lot of people just like, nah, I want to go to a big city just because it's a big city. It's just like when you travel, people be thinking of the main place, like, where you want to go, New York, L.A.? Like, you could go to Nashville or go somewhere where, you know, like, that's not the average place that people will go. So I feel like this allowed us to actually see, you know, the opportunity that is here. Like, it is opportunity in Ruston. Like, people would just say Ruston because it sounds like, you know, Ruston, rusty. But it's not rusty at all, definitely, man. I love it. And I'm glad we actually was able to put the business here because we could just, like, Dallas 3 hours away.
Yep.
Like, we could easily just go to Dallas, catch
Houston
a plane.
Yeah.
Go to Houston. You could travel wherever you want.
Yeah.
I could just come back here and just live my normal life.
Yep. For me, I'd say it was once again, coming back to that opportunity, just the opportunity, low cost of living. So we were literally being young men out here on our own. You know what I mean?
We didn't have much at all.
We felt how it was to live by ourselves. You know, in the city, I'd say it's a little bit tougher to make ends meet, but Ruston, we was able to really, you know, live comfortably here. And when we thought about moving out HQ, you know, and acquiring people, you're gonna wanna be able to pay people enough to live. And moving to a bigger city, that would definitely cost a little bit more than what it would be in Ruston. So it was like perfect opportunity for us to hire some of the college students that's coming out of the college that's right here. So we were already tapped in with the colleges. So it just felt like leaving this would kind of like take away some of our connection and what we built already. It wasn't like we built a lot of connections in New Orleans and we had, you know, programs that we were in New Orleans and stuff, even though that's where we started. But we grew all of those things here, and it was only right to keep on making it bigger. We already had, you know, so much traction, so much people already invested into us here that it would be like kind of like just kicking them to the curb once we left, you know what I mean? And so it was God-given that Ruston was the place for us. And like Nick said, we can always travel. You know, a lot of people, you know, we young, and a lot of people want it now. It's more of a microwave mentality for, you know, society now. It's like if you start a podcast tomorrow, you want 100,000 views the next day.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right.
You know, first podcast, never did anything you know, you want that success. You want to feel successful. And for us, we don't have a problem with living a slow place lifestyle at the beginning of life. It's okay. We're not going anywhere. We're not like pressured to prove mm-hmm. anybody nothing. You know, we're not in a rush for anything. We are, like we said, we are controlling our own destiny. So only we gonna stop ourselves. And like I said, I think Rustin gave us the perfect opportunity to continue to excel the business.
Great. Yeah, Rustin, it's, you know, you people talk about special places, but a place is really even more special when you're there and you get to know it. And like you said, you guys plant roots here and stuff, and your business has been growing here. So that connection is very evident too. Obviously, Louisiana Tech's a big part of it. Just elaborate a little bit more about how Louisiana Tech helped you guys pursue the passion and to help this business get going.
So I'll talk about Miss Kathy, and maybe you could mm-hmm. talk about
some of my professors yeah.
that got us in the accelerator.
Yeah.
So Miss Kathy Wyatt was the director at the Enterprise Center, and we went to her. Well, it had to be like maybe 2016, 2017, and we were making a little bit of money, and they had an accelerator program at Tech, and most of the businesses that were in this accelerator, one, they didn't make any money at all, and two, they were businesses that were supposed to change the world, innovations that, you know, were, you know, rechargeable battery pack pads mm-hmm. where you put your keyboard on it, you know, things that, you know, a clothing brand wouldn't seem big in this room, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they did believe in us, and they allowed us to join that incubation program, and we became one of the best businesses in that program. And in that program, we got to learn about taxes, team building, balance sheets, profit losses, cost of goods, mm-hmm. marketing, budgeting. I mean,
Our why?
Why we wanted to do our brand? We came up with our mission statement. Mm-hmm. I mean, just they pushed us. Our elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. Everything that we, you know, all the fundamentals of business we learned in this program. And after we completed the program, they actually gave us workspace. So they gave us free workspace right. for us to come and actually start running the business, because at that point, we were just doing it out of our apartment. And, I mean, I think we had free space for 2 years.
Wow.
So we grew our business for rent-free yeah. for 2 years in the incubation program. And they were ready to set us free once we were able to move to Tech Point. And then that's when, you know, we started to pay and give back to the school. Mm-hmm. And but that program and Miss Kathy, that was one of the things at Tech that definitely helped our business out a lot
for mm-hmm. sure.
Actually, how we got introduced to Miss Kathy was with my graphic design teacher, Mr. Todd Maggio. Mr. Todd Maggio actually introduced us to Miss Kathy. I used to just always be working on my brand, kind of a little bit in class and stuff, yeah. and then I'd be showing them. Just kind of always excited about just the brand. Wasn't really doing it, you know, full-time, just a little part-time thing. But every time I talk about it, I'd just be excited and just...
Passion.
Yeah, like I was telling them, I was like we had to do like some internships and stuff like that, but I was just telling them, I was like, I just want to do my brand. Like just let me just do my brand. But they wanted me to still have a portfolio and stuff and have that, you know, ready. But they allowed me to do the brand, like they were saying, just go for it. But before that, I was telling Mr. Todd Maggio about the company, and he was like, did you know they have a business accelerator program on campus? I never knew that. It was actually the day that it started is when he brought us over there and introduced us to Miss Kathy, and then everything just changed from that day on forward. We actually also entered into, it was called Good Works Design.
How design and entrepreneurship can influence a community.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So we actually represented Louisiana Tech graphic design program at that event, and that was in Cleveland.
Yep.
Cleveland, Ohio. We flew out there, right?
Yep.
Caught a plane out there. They actually paid for it. Got us in the event, and we talked about the company. Talked about Louisiana Tech graphic design program, and that was also something that we was able to, you know, just put the brand out there and also the school. So that was something that big that we attended during the year. But in general, it's just the people here, they just always wanted to help us. Once we just tell them our story, just tell them where we come from, they love the brand.
Yeah.
And, like, they just want to do anything to help, literally. So it's just like the love here in Ruston / Louisiana Tech is just – it's just amazing and it's genuine. Yep. So I would say that's one of the things that I truly admire about Louisiana Tech, the people.
Yeah. And like y'all said earlier, it's one of the reasons you guys are still here and still getting people involved in the brand from this area. You know, it's because it's that sort of helpfulness radiates throughout the campus community and the city. So, again, it's clear that that's what's happening here too. So you guys have come a long way, still growing, still pursuing that passion. So how has the meaning of the company and the brand changed over time, or has it?
I'd say it hasn't changed. From the beginning, we just, like I said, once in the accelerator, we realized that we had the power to be an example for other people. And you be an example by showing them the way, by leading the way. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to go out there and actually sell our product. We wanted to create a successful company so that people could see that. They needed someone to follow. They needed someone to lead that way so that they can actually know that it was possible. And I said, that never changed. So we always want people to trust in their vision and believe in what they got going and realize that, hey, I mean, we started this with 12 shirts and $120. And if we could do it with no knowledge starting off, mm-hmm. you could do it, especially now that we giving you at least 30% to 50% of our knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Literally, 90%. But I would say definitely the mission right. or the vision didn't change. Only thing that changed is just like the storyline and just the location of what we mm-hmm. physically are. Yep. Because I feel like we got a story written up on us, like when we was in like a mini 10 by 10 foot office.
Yep.
And we thought we was like, yeah, we thought we was big. We thought we was on.
Yeah.
We like, we got an office and talking about the brand. Yep. And then when we put the story out there, it was just big to some people. It was like people just love the come up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then I feel like we got the story upgraded when we got a little bit bigger. But it's like, even from there, we went to Tech Point, and we was like, well, we big, you know what I mean? And then it's just like,
we had plans on being there for a long time.
We had plans being there for a long time, and it only lasted 1 year. Like, when we got there, we was like, yeah, there's a big space. Like, how are we going to use all this? Like, we was thinking about it as we was moving in. Like, we was thinking that this was too big. And then it's just like, in 1 year, then it's another warehouse.
Yeah, warehouse.
So it's just like, now we need another story.
Yeah.
It's just always just crazy moments that's just going on in the company that we just appreciate. And it's just an endless thing.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. Always growing. And you guys seem like you're always ready to be growing instead of growing. You got that upward trajectory going. You guys have been dropping nuggets of wisdom this whole discussion. But what would you say to somebody directly, anyone out there at Louisiana Tech or anywhere else that might be a part of our community who is finding and following their passion?
I say just trust the process.
Person,
like, trust
though, right?
in your vision.
Well, you're saying a person, though, right? I'm going to say Boston Scott.
Oh, you want to pick somebody?
Oh, no, I mean, like, what would be your advice for somebody who
somebody. Yeah. I thought you were saying somebody that was
pick
being
a person
an example.
That was being an example.
I mean, that's a good point, too. If you want to talk again about somebody else who is an example.
Yeah, well, like I said,
Shout out to Boston.
Boston Scott, like, literally a walk on. Didn't even, you know, he didn't even start at his position, but he worked harder and put Fume out there and showed his abilities. And now he's playing on Sunday.
That's
like,
crazy.
As a person that, like I said, people even on the team wouldn't even expect it.
And it's not about the sports thing.
Right.
It's more about the process.
Yeah.
The process. Like, yes. You can tell, like, once he got – when you look at it, we couldn't see his vision. Now that you – like, he there, you saw – now you think about it, you're like, God, damn, he was doing this and he was doing that. You know, but you don't see that while it's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, shout out to Boston.
Yeah.
Shout out to Boston. Gotta get you the World Envision sponsor.
Yeah.
I say, just some advice to give to people is follow your actually, because it's a thin line between following your dreams and just doing something to get by. I think a lot of people that were in my shoes, if I had to speak to myself 4 years ago, is, hey, I'm sorry, it would be tough to say, but you're gonna have to tell mom and dad no, that you don't want to do. You don't want to be an accountant. You want to be an artist. Or you don't want to be an artist. You want to be a business management. You don't want to be business management.
Yeah.
you want to be a doctor, but don't let someone else basically tell you what you should be doing or what's going to make you happy when you know that that's not what you want to do. You know what I mean? And that's the biggest thing I say. Be able to, you know, stand up for yourself and challenge. And I ain't saying be disrespectful about it. You know what I mean? If you got to do what you got to do, you got to do what you got to do. But actually go for something that you love. And don't worry about the money, because you can make money doing so many things now. Your main job might not even pay you more than your side job now. That's the world we live in.
Right.
Literally, you know, people's main jobs don't even pay them what they make for what they have on the side. So, you know, just follow your dreams.
I will agree with that, because just like with the football thing, like when Marlon was saying he wanted to do the brand, it was like, bro, you got football.
Right.
Like, come on now. They thought he was crazy for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but now it's just a different story. It's just like, dang, like, you know, you're really doing. But nobody, just like what he just, you know, he kept saying, nobody didn't see it. So it's like sometimes people not going to see what you see. So you got to go do it. You know what I mean? And then when you do it, it's crazy, because when you do it, then they see it. But it's like, I mean, you will never know unless you try, and you're going to live your whole life just wondering, like, should I have done that?
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? So even if you just go do it, like.
And ultimately, they just want the best for you.
Right.
Like, they're only telling you that because they want the best for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm agreeing with that. And also just, man, literally just trust yourself. Like, I mean, you could ask advice from anybody and get tips from people, but you know you more than other people will ever know you.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, when you got like a certain feeling about something, you got to go with your feeling, you know, go with your gut, really. So I just say, just really just believe in yourself. Like, before anybody could even give you, you only going to accept advice, you know, based on you just believing in yourself and your ability. And you're going to take things from that you know that you can apply to your life.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I say, just trust yourself, trust what you believe in, and just trust in your
vision. Trust in yourself. That's what I say. Like, TIYB, right?
Like, I'm not marketing.
No, you believe it. That's why you're saying it, because you believe it. It's part of the brand.
Yes. Yep.
No, for but sure.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I got one more for y'all.
Come
so
on, talk to us.
You know, this has gone from an idea to a movement. It's growing. It's still growing. You know, we talked about how you guys just mentioned people don't always see what you're doing, the way you're hustling and moving and get things going and getting your vision to be a reality. So, in just a few years, you guys have clearly come a long way, and you know, there's no finish line in sight. So from then to now, how are you guys feeling right now?
It still ain't hit me yet.
Yeah.
It still ain't hit me yet. We still, head still down, still working.
Yeah.
We still ain't grinding.
Yet. We ain't there yet. I think we still got a long way to go. I mean, we definitely happy, and we definitely do pat ourselves on the back for sure. Not to say that we like, you know, don't think we're doing good. But, like, we just know, like I said, when you come from where we come from, we seen nothing, basically. So it's so much more out there that we don't, well, haven't accomplished. Let me just say that. It's like, you know, we have plans on owning a, you know, 500-plus employee business. We not nowhere there yet. You know, that's how big we want it to be, where we at least have 500 you know, employees. That's when we know we're running a big operation. And so that's the goals that we're striving for right now, I say. But it is great, and it feels good. And to anybody that want to be in this position, I would definitely say it's a great position to be in. But don't comfortable.
Don't quit,
because if you at where we at right now, we about to blow past you. And if you pass us, we on you. You better wake up at 3 o'clock tomorrow, because you got some hungry lions behind you.
Put it like this, like, everybody still say the greatest, I don't watch sports that much, but everybody say that, like, when they say who the greatest basketball player, they still say Michael Jordan. So it's like LeBron still, like, look at LeBron James, he's that guy, and he's still putting in work to be considered, you know, the best of his time. So I say we might have made it to the league, but we ain't nowhere near LeBron nor Michael Jordan at all. We like a Zion Williams,
yeah, there you
got
go.
The hype, got people talking a little bit. They like, oh, he balling, you know what I mean? So got a little press going on around us, but we just started.
Head down, steady working.
Head
don't
down.
Stop. It don't stop. Well, thank you guys for agreeing to talk with me today. I really appreciate it. As a College of Business Louisiana Tech graduate, it's always inspiring to hear about alumni. And it's always nice to see something like this in action. I appreciate it. And trust in your vision for everybody.
Hey, thank y'all once again. Marlon Watts, Nicholas Clark.
Shout out to Rustin, Louisiana Tech. We out.
Thank y'all.
Develop a prototype for the next big idea. Immerse yourself in the Internet of Things. Discuss with top CEOs the issues keeping them up at night. Manage a real investment portfolio. Pitch your best ideas to potential investors. Intern with Fortune 500 companies across the world or right next door. Do all of this and more as a student in Louisiana Tech's College of Business. Learn more about how you can leverage technology to its fullest and lead innovation in any organization at business.lawtech.edu.
Thank you for listening to Beyond 1894. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information about this episode, check out our show notes. Beyond 1894 is produced by Louisiana Tech University's Office of University Communications.